Calling Deirdre Price's new backyard a yard might just be a little bit generous.
So we basically got 5 lots, 3.5 are a hillside that is completely covered with bramble and brush and poison ivy and stuff like that.
And that's not an uncommon thing in Pittsburgh. Look around and you'll see hundreds of skinny homes stacked on hillsides like candles on a tiered birthday cake. The big lot, though, which is about 1/4 acre in all, is a big reason Deirdre bought the house. Clearing the yard, though, and turning it into something worthy of the name, for that she had to call on a special breed of landscaper.
Goats, goats, goats! Goats, goats, goats!
This is Carrie Pavlik, and she's out here today with her co-workers, which include 9 goats, her husband Doug, and, oh yeah, a guard donkey.
Hobo! The donkey's name is Hobo.
So here's how any of this makes any sense. Carrie and Doug recently started a goat landscaping business, which basically means they use goats to clear overgrown properties like Deirdre's. So about 1 week ago, Doug set up a temporary electric fence around Deirdre's property. They brought over the goats and the donkey.
The donkey is a livestock guardian. If a coyote were to breach the fence, he would chase them off.
Okay, and then they pretty much just let the goats do what goats do, which is, in this case, to eat their way through the wilderness of Deirdre's backyard.
Goats can go places that human landscapers and machinery can't, like steep slopes or tight spaces. They don't care about itchy or thorny plants like poison ivy or blackberry or other thorns. They actually really like those plants.
And Doug says in about 2 weeks, they'll have cleared this entire 1/4 acre.
Yeah, I mean, goats are, I think, particularly advantageous for parcels that maybe fall in between, like, what's easy for a homeowner to do and what's easy for a brush hog to do.
Using goats rather than heavy machinery like brush hogs has other benefits, too. For one, goats are a lot quieter and don't disturb neighbors, despite all those screaming goat YouTube videos you may have seen.
We think it's fake, but we're not sure. I mean, we've never heard a goat scream like that.
And goats are also greener. They don't run on gasoline, and they can quickly chew through stubborn plants that would usually require spraying herbicides. Goats are so tenacious, in fact, they even get at roots and seeds, so unwanted plants don't come back. And the only collateral damage to speak of from having a herd roam your property actually has a silver lining.
So the goat poop, you won't really see that around because it's very small, it's dry, it's just great fertilizer, we leave it.
I'd say that goat poop is the most pleasant of the poops.
Money-wise, the goats aren't cheap. Deirdre is renting Carrie and Doug's for about 2 weeks for $10 a day per goat, plus another $10 a day for Hobo the donkey, plus a setup fee for the electric fence. All told, it's going to cost her about $1,500. Deirdre admits she didn't even call around to get quotes from other landscapers. She wanted the goats out here mostly because she thought they were cool. And she says the neighborhood's been digging them too.
The kid up the street has pretty well convinced his mother, who's pretty well convinced his father, to get goats.
In fact, the neighborhood at large may be catching goat fever. Bob Steele, one of Deirdre's neighbors, has been watching the goats from next door. He says his lawn is begging for a small herd.
I stare longingly over the fence, saying I wish they were mine. I'm hoping. You're talking to the person who has to mow 3/4 acre and it's on a hill.
Bob could get his wish and get some help with that hill. The city of Pittsburgh recently revised its livestock ordinance to clear the way for homeowners to keep goats, much like people keep backyard chickens now. And for Carrie and Doug, business is booming. They're already booked up through the fall and hope to double the size of their landscaping herd and hire an employee next year. There are certainly enough overgrown hillsides in Pittsburgh to keep the herd going for a while. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Lou Bluen.